Illinois Democratic Senator Tammy Duckworth is an Asian American combat vet who's broken a lot of barriers over the course of her career, which has landed her on the shortlist to be Joe Biden's vice presidential pick. NPR's congressional reporter Claudia Grosales has this profile.
Illinois Senator Dick Durbin says his first meeting with Tammy Duckworth was a political accident. In 2005, Walter Reed Army Medical Center recommended her as his guest to the State of the Union address. The veteran Army pilot lost both her legs a year earlier when her Black Hawk helicopter was struck by a rocket-propelled grenade in Iraq, making her the first female soldier to suffer that injury in the war. She arrived to the address in her wheelchair.
She had this full-dress uniform, this bright smile on her face, and she swept me away.
Soon after, Durbin rang up a top Democrat for the House, and within a year, Duckworth was running her first congressional race. She became the first Thai American woman in Congress and then the first U.S. senator to give birth while in office. Now, the mother of two is drawing new attention because Fox News host Tucker Carlson attacked her for refusing to come on his show and defend her stance on removing certain statues.
Yet Duckworth is too afraid to defend her own statements on a cable TV show. What a coward.
In turn, Duckworth said Carlson should walk a mile in her prosthetic legs before questioning her patriotism. Joe Walsh, a Republican who ran against and lost to Duckworth for her first U.S. House seat win, said he learned the hard way that her sacrifice to the country lets her resist attacks like Teflon.
The back and forth and the ugly name calling and the attacks in a political campaign just kind of seemed to bounce off her.
Walsh thought he found scandal gold with a 2009 whistleblower lawsuit against Duckworth during her time as head of the Illinois Department of Veterans Affairs. Two women said Duckworth created a hostile workplace, firing one worker and berating another. The whistleblower case was settled, but Walsh said it showed Duckworth was unpolished and difficult to work with. Her supporters reject those claims, but acknowledge she's intense.
She is as tough of an adversary as anybody could ever care to engage.
That's Senator Brian Schatz of Hawaii, where Duckworth spent several years attending high school and college study. As a VP candidate, Duckworth is also facing questions about a thin legislative record and concerns she might not bring as much enthusiasm as fellow contenders and senators Kamala Harris of California or Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts. And Duckworth also knows Biden is facing pressure to choose a Black woman as VP, but tries to be diplomatic and says Biden will make history either way.
Even just choosing a woman is a powerful signal that Joe Biden has made.
Durbin gets emotional when he reflects on Duckworth's last 15 years and how she's already generating buzz as a vice presidential candidate.
I went to the floor of the House when she was sworn in, and tears in my eyes to watch it happen. I think America would be so proud to have her as vice president.
And it's that kind of support that draws Duckworth additional looks from the Biden campaign. Claudia Grisales, NPR News, Washington.